What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim.
Tú sabes.
This is The Positive Truth, where we take all the negative news and we turn it into positive news, because we need less fear, less hatred, and we need to bring the community together. We're going to try something new. We're doing inspirational stories, where we just talk about a positive news story, or just a story in general, and inspire others to do better. And I think I got a good one to start out with.
I know you do, man. Let's jump right into it, man. I have some questions. Who are you talking about?
I am talking about John McCovey. But before we get to the story, we do our NPR, we should probably tell the people
to like, subscribe, and share.
Yes. Support The Positive Truth. We do audio 2 days a week, which is positive news stories, and then we do interviews and things like this on our Monday episodes, which visual. It's on our Facebook and our YouTube. You can check out Tim's pretty face. We also have an Instagram and a Twitter. You want to reach us, send us positive news stories, just let us know. But let's try to get our NPR on, Tim. We talk about a great, inspiring, positive news story.
I'm with it.
So, man's name is John McCovey. We actually did this I did this positive news story about 3 months ago. I didn't go too in-depth because, you know, we try to keep our audio episodes tight.
Right.
But I feel like we should recover this one. Do you remember this positive news story about Mr. McCovey?
You're going to have to go into a little bit of detail.
Okay, so McCovey was born in Britain, young man. And basically, 2 months after he was born, his dad died off the bat. So he got passed around family members. And then he met, basically, his mom remarried. Well, didn't really remarry, but he met a Billy Tobin. And Billy had no son of his own, so he became more of a father figure for Mr. McCovey. And McCovey, he just looked up to Billy, he just admired his larger in life persona and confidence. So they would go to these events, and, you know, John McCovey was young, he didn't really know what was going on. He just realized, like, these people are just everything I want. They had the chains on, the nice suits, they hand the kid money. This is awesome, this is what I want to be. Well, when McCovey was like 16, he found out, like, well, these dudes are criminals.
Ah.
So basically, Billy's like real name was William, and he led in 1983. He did on the morning of November 26, 1983. He did basically the biggest British heist ever. They stole $26 million worth of gold, diamonds, and cash from a warehouse.
Man.
And so that's how him and all his friends had their money.
Okay.
So when McCovey was 12, he started realizing, like, oh, this is the nature of their business. I want to get in this.
Okay.
So that's what he started doing. He started, you know, hanging out with the wrong people. He was like, I liked history growing up. I just didn't like school.
That's exactly what my niece said the other day.
Well, hopefully she doesn't start hanging around with these people.
Yeah, let's hope not. Now I'm like, I got to have a long talk with her. Continue, please.
So by the age of 16, he dropped out of school. He carried around a sawed-off shotgun and spent his time just doing legwork. But he was doing legwork for criminals.
Right. That's what I was about to say. So he's like, you know, doing the bottom of the barrel work that nobody else wants to do.
He was basically a grunt worker. Nothing too mental, too risky.
Basically, go drop this car off over here.
Yes, the beginning.
He's getting a crime. Okay, got it.
The beginning, like, remember Grand Theft Auto 3 on the PlayStation?
Gotcha.
Like, the stuff you're doing at the beginning.
Jumping the car in the lake, river, whatever, ocean,
driving people around. That's what he was doing.
Right.
Well, basically, he got into a lot of trouble, as you can imagine. At 18, he got slapped with his first prison sentence for possession of firearms. His plan was to rob a bank, was foiled by the police. Spent some years in jail. When he got out, 24, he got busted again.
6 years in jail, then gets busted again.
Two armed robbers, basically him and another person, Kevin Brown, 47. They were going to do a string of robberies. So he got sentenced to two life sentences.
Man, at 24 years old.
So when he was first time he was in jail, he spent a lot of time in solitary. But he was just like, he said, I was so young and so arrogant. He was just like, I refuse to be caught in the system. So even when he got two life sentences, he's like, I'm going to overcome this. I don't care. So later on, 2009, got the date wrong. One of his closest friends that had been doing the grunt work with him got killed in a robbery. And he was like, I should probably change this. So when he was in prison, he would just do endless activities. He was like, he said his mental capacity of arrogance just would not allow him to be stuck in the system. So he would just do push-ups, sit-ups, anything he could do, right?
Right.
Well, he was always a little bit overweight, but in 2009, somebody brought in a rower, like a rowing machine.
Okay.
And he started rowing, and he said it felt like meditation to him.
Wow.
So the first month on his rowing machine, he rowed 1,000,000 meters.
The first month?
The first month.
So yeah, he's a stubborn individual. Okay. Got you there. That's dope though that he found something like constructive to do versus, you know, like breaking in people's houses and robbing banks.
So basically, like 4 months later, he'd rowed the equivalent of the distance across the Atlantic. He's just going, yo.
I mean, when you don't have anything else to do, I guess.
But he was like, he went from being like the overweight kid to being like, oh, I'm in shape. And so when he got out, he started like just breaking records.
Rowing?
Yes. So within 16 months starting to row, McCovey had broken 3 world records and 8 British ones. He smashed the record for the fastest marathon on an indoor rowing machine by 7 minutes.
Dang.
So Tim, you run. You know, if you beat a record by like 2 seconds, that's crazy.
It's huge.
It's Mon broken by 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. I know recently, I think the world record is like 2 hours and like maybe a minute for the marathon. I'm not exactly sure. I know they tried to break it recently and they were trying to break it by like maybe 2 minutes, and that was the biggest deal in the world. And the fact that he broke a marathon world record by 7 and he was like a criminal most of his life, man.
So he also said that he crushed the record for longest continuous row and the furthest distance rowed over 24 hours. You want to know how long his longest row was?
How?
45 straight hours.
And is this dude okay?
He's doing a lot better now, actually. His distance rowed over 24 hours was 265 kilometers.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. He still holds basically every world record. When he got released in 2010, he was convinced that, like, you know, I'm pretty good at this. Yeah, we can tell. And he was like, man, this is my future, so I want to become a professional athlete. So while he was in there, once he discovered the rowing machine, anytime he wasn't on the rowing machine or sleeping, he would just be looking up anything about endurance athletes, how he can get signed. So he managed, when he got out, to get a job as a personal trainer at a gym. And he would leave prison in the morning, head to the local library when he was in the halfway house. He would read everything, got out, and he was like, I'm going to do this.
Nice.
In 2012, after almost a decade behind bars, he finally got parole. And man, he started crushing everything. He's actually Nike's only Ironman sponsored athlete, period.
That's amazing. And for those that don't know what an Ironman race is, it's a full marathon. What is it, 2 mile swim?
And then you bike 10 kilometers.
Which is ridiculous. That's what, 6 miles?
Or maybe it's longer than that. I can't remember.
It's probably biking a little bit longer in all reality. Maybe you swim 10 kilometers or something.
But he got out. He didn't know how to ride a bike.
Oh, really?
So he had to get out.
Row all day, though.
Yep. So he had to learn how to. He like finally got enough room to run. And he was like, all right, I'm 30 years old. I'm going to go buy my first bike. He never had a bike before. So he bought a bike off eBay. Taught himself how to swim because he never knew how to swim either. So learn how to swim and how to ride a bike.
All as an adult, he got a bad start. And
in 2013, a year after learning how to swim and how to ride a bike, he swam 2.4 miles, biked 112. So yeah, we were off. And then ran a whole marathon in 11 hours and 49 minutes, ranking 287th overall.
That's incredible. Yeah.
In 1 year. Last year, he ranked 36th overall. So he's been getting better.
36th overall?
overall.
That's like one of the best athletes in the world right there. Wow.
Yeah, man.
What's his name?
John McCovey.
McCovey, gotcha.
I hope I'm saying his name right. It's Mick A-V-O-Y, McCovey, right?
Man, I'm terrible. You know, we're ruining names on the regular. It's 2019, and we're still doing it.
I know everyone listening to this podcast is like, Oklahoma City is the worst with pronunciations.
Sorry, y'all.
Like how you said y'all on purpose. Exactly. I got that, Tim. So in 2014, he became a victim of his own discipline when he, like, basically had severe burnout from overtraining because, you know.
Yeah, it happened.
Like, he was rowing and running and biking and swimming. He said it took him like 12 days off completely just to run for 10K. He was that burnt out. And so what he started to do was he started just recovering. He started giving back to the community. So instead of training as much, he said, oh, I've reached the point where I'm really good at this. I need to like scale it back. Started giving out his community, started giving classes, started talking to people, started telling the youth.
Away. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. He overcame it. Now he's inspiring the youth. That's an awesome story, right?
Dude, man, he started off terrible, like had terrible examples, and he decided to follow his examples, which you can't blame any kid for doing that. It's caught up in the system, and instead of letting the system win, he fights the system, overcomes it, becomes a professional athlete, which that's every athlete's dream. If you picked up a basketball, that was your dream, to be a professional basketball player, football player, track athlete, etc. The fact that he did it, and not only did he do it, he did it in his own path. Like, he's the only Nike-sponsored athlete like this. Like, that's incredible, man. That story is amazing. Way to start off the year, JP. Woo! What's his name? John McCovey?
Yes.
McCovey. John McCovey. I'm actually going to look it up. I'm sure there's like some type of YouTube video I get to watch because, you know, I'm not about to read that long. I'm excited to hear more about this dude. This is an incredible like turnaround in life in general.
And this is what we're going to try to do in 2019, by the way. Just inspiring stories like this. But yeah, that's a crazy story, right?
New year, new us? Okay.
New year, new you, boo-boo.
Yeah, man, that's as inspiring as it gets. You were absolutely right when you said, I think mine's pretty inspiring. I agree, 100%.
So what do you think we can take away from the story and all of our listeners?
No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, that does not define what you are about to do. Don't let it hold you down. Eventually, you know, things have to change. And what I got from that story is it's never too late. I mean, he was in solitary confinement. And we know how bad, like studies shows how bad that is for the human brain. So the fact that he was able to even overcome that small negative part in his life is amazing in itself. I'm really glad to hear the story because, again, I know plenty of kids that had a rough start, rough first 18 years of their life, gone through things that most adults will never even be able to fathom. So the fact that he overcame it, I'm going to talk about this man to my kids that I coach so they can see, like, look, no matter what you guys have been through, you can beat it and you can still become whatever you want to be, whatever you choose to you know, give your passion to dedicate yourself to, be consistent to.
You know what I'm going to take from this? I remember, like, I always tell people, you know, I'm not a huge fan of quotes like you are, but I always tell people some kind of, like, quotey things, kind of ironic. Anyway, like, if you give 100% to something, you're almost never going to see, like, you're never going to fail. You might not end up where you want to be, but you're going to end up in a better place. I always ask people, I'm like, when was the last time you gave 100% to something? And if they're like, never, I'm like, yeah, man, like, that's all you need. Because he's not the best Ironman athlete in the world. I mean, he's top 50. Jesus, that's great.
Right.
He's definitely the best rower in the world. But, like, he just dove in head first. Like, there's no breakage with him. He's like, I'm doing this 100%. That's why he overtrained so bad. But him doing that led to so much more positive outlooks in his life. He might want to be the best Ironman athlete in the world, but because he's given 100%, he's got all these other things too. And he would have never been able to do that if he didn't put 100% on the rower. Now he put 100% on the rower, he became the best rower in the world. And that led to the Ironman stuff, which is just awesome.
Every journey begins with a single step.
Just give your all to something, man. You never know where it'll end up.
Man, I'm loving it.
So now we're at the quote portion.
So we were talking about Charles Barkley right before this show. JP does not watch college basketball. I try not to, but that Zion Williamson is amazing. And JP compared him to Charles Barkley. And we have a Charles Barkley quote. I bought a Stairmaster, and I stare at it every day.
So don't be like Barkley. Be like McCovey and bust your butt on that Stairmaster.
Facts.
We'll be back soon with more positive news stories. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.